Today we are talking about the Lord's Supper. It's a little different type of service. If you haven't been with us on Sunday mornings, you know, we're in a transition time, and so on Sunday mornings we're walking through 1 Timothy, and we're doing right now, we're talking about leadership. On Sunday nights we're looking at 1 Peter, the issue of the Christian life, and we're also talking about leadership. We'll pick up with that tonight as we look through this transition time in the life of Beachside Baptist Church. It's interesting. Doug, I want to tell you thank you for leading worship, because I told somebody we're in uncharted territory when you're in time of transition, right? And Gary is not here, and Don is, you know, so it's like we're all just kind of like we're all getting chummy. And so thank you, because I'm sitting there going, I don't want to lead worship today. And so I know that Don did, and it's like, well, you're asking me if Don, okay, I will, but thank you. Okay, so excellent, and thank you all for being and participating. And so as we look today to why we participate, why we celebrate the Lord's Supper, if we could stand and read in honor of God's Word, Matthew 26, verses 26 through 30. And this will be more of a devotional thought today than a full message. But the Gospel of Matthew, in chapter 26, verse 26 and following. And while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body." And then he took the cup, and he gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Thank you. You may be seated, and let's pray. Father, we come to you today on this different occasion in this Sunday morning to look and to celebrate and to think and to meditate and to remember who you are, who we are, why we come together as a fellowship, as a body of Christ, our purpose in being here. It's all about you. And so, Father, I pray that when we think on these things, when we meditate, when we look to your purpose, that we would see this, that we would understand this. And so, Father, I pray now for the power of your Holy Spirit as we look to these verses. And then, Father, as we observe the Lord's Supper. And so, Father, I pray for the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray everything we say and do would be in keeping with your will and your wishes. I pray that when we leave here in the next few moments, that we would not forget, but we would remember, and we would act and be your children. In Jesus' name, amen. As Christians and as Southern Baptists, we celebrate the life of Christ through two ordinances, baptism and the Lord's Supper. And so why do we do this? So why does the purpose of who we celebrate the Lord's Supper, some would call it communion, some is the Lord's Supper, but why do we do this? It's all about the celebration of the life of Jesus Christ. And so as we begin to partake, as we prepare for our hearts for the Lord's Supper, it's important to understand several things about this. And Jesus took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it. This, the bread and the cup of wine were elements used in the Passover. And Jesus filled them with this new meaning as tools to commemorate this new act of redemption, to demonstrate our personal fellowship with Jesus himself. This is how we remember what Jesus did for us. We cannot eat the bread without remembering how Jesus was broken, it pierced, and beaten with stripes for our redemption. We cannot drink the cup without remembering that his blood was poured out on Calvary for us. And so this is how we fellowship with Jesus, because his redemption has reconciled us to God. And so I want to say a few words, basically four quick points about the purpose of the Lord's Supper. First, it's a spiritual command. It's a spiritual reminder. It's spiritual self-examination. And then it's inclusive of spiritual family. a spiritual command. It's the Lord's table. It memorializes the atoning death of Jesus Christ. It's the understanding of redeeming grace. It's the celebration or thanksgiving of what Christ did for us on the cross. Without the sacrifice of Jesus' body and the shedding of His blood, we still would be lost in our sins. And so Hebrews says, without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sins. Jesus said to do it. Remember me. It's an act of worship when we participate. It's an act of devotion and consecration. We examine our motives in worship, our ministry, our understanding, our relationship to Christ. It's something we should participate in regularly. And it's an act of obedience, identification of who we are and what we are about. In the verses, I said, as they were eating. And we see that we go back in time. The Bible says that after dinner, Jesus washed the disciples' feet. And He comes to this new time, a new covenant. For no mere man could ever institute a new covenant between God and man. But Jesus is the God-man. He has the authority to establish a new covenant sealed with blood, even as the old covenant was sealed with blood. This new covenant concerns the inner transformation that cleanses us from all sin. And we say that the blood of Jesus is that makes the new covenant possible. And He confirms it with the life of God Himself. But because of what Jesus did on the cross, we have a new covenant, this new relationship. There's an inner change, a transformation. There's a true cleansing from sin. There's the Word and the will of God in our hearts. There's this new relationship with God. And then we see for shed for many, this blood that was shed in large, many, that word many. Christ's blood was not shed for the handful of apostles alone, but there were 11, but that really took part of the blood that symbolizes the cup. The Savior does not say, this is my blood which is shed for you, but shed for many. This is my blood, body, this is my blood. And of course, we have this understanding that scripturally we understand the bread and the cup are symbols, but not merely just symbols, but they are powerful pictures of to understand and to, as we enter into the Lord's table as the new Passover. Then He gives thanks. And in Greek language, thanks is the word we get for Eucharist. It's why the commemoration of the Lord's table is sometimes called the Eucharist. It's the idea of giving thanks. Giving thanks. Even Jesus knew all of the things that would be happening, all the things that would be taking place in the next while. He still stopped and gave thanks. And then He says, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom, Jesus looked forward to a future celebration of the Passover in heaven, one that He has not celebrated with His people. He's waiting. And then they went out and they sung a hymn. And they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus sung. He lifted His voice in adoration and worship to God. And it's amazing to think that in all of the things that were taking place in Jesus' mind, that He would stop, give thanks, and sing praises to God. So we see that it's a spiritual command, it's a spiritual reminder. We are never to forget what Jesus has done for us by the sacrificing of His body and the shedding of His blood. A spiritual reminder. Third, the Lord's Supper is a spiritual self-examination. The Lord's Supper helps us to search our hearts, and it's a table of confession to remember what your life was like before you met the living Christ and what your life would be was like of emptiness and loneliness and bitterness. And now it's changed. Our lives are changed because of Christ. It's a time to look at ourselves, not around at other people, but to look at ourselves. It's a time to confess and repent of our sins. It's a time to make things right. If you've hurt another, it's a time to we think on asking forgiveness. And it's a time to start fresh with a clean heart. Because of Christ, we live differently. And then lastly, the Lord's Supper is inclusive or exclusive of a spiritual family. There's a sense of unity and peace. There's something that we do together as a body of Christ. And so we look, it's a spiritual command, it's a spiritual remembrance, it's an understanding of self-examination spiritually, and then it's exclusive of spiritual family. As we prepare our hearts for the Lord's table, may we go into it with an attitude of confession, repentance, and thanksgiving, to think on the things that Christ did for us, because. And then after, the idea that, you know what? We worship a risen Christ. Let's prepare our hearts for the Lord's table. Scripture tells us they went out, they sung a hymn, and they went to the Mount of Olives. And we know what took place. Jesus was arrested, he was crucified, and he was risen. He's dead, risen from the grave. And we worship a risen Savior. As we leave here today, we're gonna pray, and we're gonna sing a hymn, then we're gonna go out. But may we never forget who Jesus is, what he has done for us. And because we have him in our hearts, we live free from the bondage of sin and a promise for eternal life. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for what we have participated in today. Father, I thank you. I thank you so much for giving your life for me and shedding your blood for me and many, as your word tells us. And because of that, we live free from the chains of sin. We live free in Christ to be your children. Father, I thank you. And Father, as we leave here, may we not ever forget. May we remember what you've done for us. And because of that, we have eternity in Christ, in life with you. In Christ's name.